Describe the theoretical and applied reasons for comparing regression models across criterion variables. Most of us don't have criterion variables that have a single operational definition that everybody uses. It's bad enough that we typically grab different sets of predictors. But then we're using different operational definitions of the same construct name. And so it's really important to ask if the way you measure the criterion matters. Now, this may be a theoretical concern where the model that we get and interpret and call support for our theory depends upon the way we measure the criterion variable. That'd be ugly. And I can't tell you how many times, just in my limited lifetime, I have found that theoretical arguments about a model are really theoretical arguments about the criterion variable. Because the reason different people got different models is not because one of them was right and the other one was wrong. It's because they were measuring different criteria and therefore literally asking different questions. We got to get you to the point where you recognize when you're asking the same question and when you're asking different questions. Because when you ask different questions and get different answers, it shouldn't be a huge surprise. And one of the things I want you to think about is criterion variables. Now, the applied reason is that sometimes you do better at predicting one version of a criterion variable than another. If I want to look at high school grades and use that to predict college performance, I do a much better job of predicting freshman GPA and required course GPA than I do predicting senior GPA or major GPA. So I might think I can't predict college performance from high school performance. Oh, and then stop trying to do it altogether and go off and use really squirrely shit for application and selection. No, you have to figure out, if you've got multiple versions of the criterion, is there some that we can predict better than others, and then are they the ones we care about? Because the best predictor of retention is first-year grades. I can predict first-year grades better than I can predict retention from the same model. But if I do a better job of predicting first-year grades and select people with better expected first-year grades, I get better retention. You got to tell the story. You got to ask about criterion variables.